The Holy Gospel according to Luke, the third chapter. John said to the crowds that came out to be baptized by him, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruits worthy of repentance. Do not begin to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our ancestor,' for I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children to Abraham. Even now the axe is lying at the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire." And the crowds asked him, "What then should we do?" In reply, he said to them, "Whoever has two coats must share with anyone who has none, and whoever has food must do likewise." Even tax collectors came to be baptized, and they asked him, "Teacher, what should we do?" He said to them, "Collect no more than the amount prescribed for you." Soldiers also asked him, "And we, what should we do?" He said to them, "Do not extort money from anyone by threats or false accusation, and be satisfied with your wages." As the people were filled with expectation and all were questioning in their hearts concerning John, whether he might be the Messiah, John answered all of them by saying, "I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I is coming. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his granary. But the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." So, with many other exhortations, he proclaimed the good news to the people. The Gospel of the Lord. I thought I'd offer you a greeting in the spirit of John the Baptist this morning. "Hello, you brood of vipers. Welcome, snake spawn." Yes, that's the rather provocative salutation the guy preparing the way of the Lord offers. Charming, isn't it? Now, you may recall that last Sunday we heard about John the Baptist's appearance on the scene. He is the child an angel promises to an older couple named Elizabeth and Zechariah. There is a bit of drama associated with all of that, mostly because Zechariah doesn't believe what the angel has to say. But John is conceived and born, and he grows and becomes strong in spirit. Last week, our reading from the Gospel of Luke reported that the word of God comes to John in the wilderness, and he goes into all the region around the Jordan, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. Now, last Sunday, we didn't hear the details of John's proclamation, the actual words he is saying. As the Gospel writer Luke introduces John the Baptist's ministry, he incorporates a passage from the book of the prophet Isaiah to help make it clear that John is a messenger, speaking of old promises about to be fulfilled. "Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough ways made smooth, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God." This week, though, we get some specific content of John the Baptist's proclamation, and it's quite. "You brood of vipers, you snake spawn." Who knows what the crowds going out to be baptized by John are expecting, but I bet it isn't that. John the Baptist's greeting to the crowds gathered around him may indeed be shocking and confrontational, but there's a point to it. John is trying to get people's attention. Something is about to happen. Everyone needs to get ready. Interestingly, the crowds aren't put off by John's unusual approach to evangelism. They seem to understand that John is worth listening to. Rather than run off in the other direction away from the crazy, rude guy, the crowds stay with John, even after he calls them vipers and accuses them of trying to flee the wrath to come. They stay, even after he tells them that claiming their Abraham as their ancestor is not enough to save them. They stay even after he warns that trees that don't bear good fruit will be cut down. The crowds stay, looking for John's advice. What then should we do? They ask. And here is where things take what I think is kind of a surprising turn. The man who has been shocking and confrontational and so dramatic, speaking of wrath and axes and fire, well, he gets really practical and down to earth all of a sudden. What should you do to get ready for the Messiah? The one promised of old who will baptize with the Holy Spirit and fire? How should you prepare for the coming of the Lord? Give away your extra coat, if you have one, and your extra food. If you are a tax collector, don't take more than you're supposed to. If you are a soldier, don't blackmail people. And stop grumbling about your pay. It seems kind of basic, doesn't it? Share with those in need. Be honest. Be honorable. How are you preparing for the coming of the Lord? If you're like most people on the 15th of December, 10 days before Christmas, you're a bit anxious. There are gifts to buy for people who already have everything. There are things already bought to wrap. There are decorations to hang, houses to clean, groceries to shop for, cards to address, projects to finish, visits with family and friends to schedule. Some of us are heading into the first Christmas since losing someone we loved, a spouse, a sibling, a parent, a best friend, a victim of illness, old age, accident, suicide. Some of us are dealing with our own health issues, tough diagnoses, uncertainty about the world, what the future holds. Many of us are incredibly distressed by the darkness and brutality of the world we live in. A world in which businessmen walking down a city sidewalk are shot in the back and killed, and people celebrate the murder and the murderer. A world in which slaughterhouses like Sednaya Prison in Syria operate for decades, disappearing, torturing, and starving the country's own citizens. A world in which children are bullied on social media into harming themselves, sometimes mortally. A world in which there is so much animosity, so much violence, so much oppression. John the Baptist's world was no different 2,000 years ago. And so when we ask the same question the crowds coming out to John asked him, what then shall we do? How do we prepare to receive our King? John tells us, share with those in need. Be honest. Be honorable. It's not about fancy decorations or finding the perfect gift or whether we've been naughty or nice or how we're feeling about any of it right now. It's about how we show hospitality to the baby born and laid in a manger and to the people that baby came to save. So, fill an Advent box full of items needed by the Carlisle Family Life Center or domestic violence services. Help build community by introducing yourself to someone you don't know this morning. We have several guests out there this morning. Make an extra gift to Lutheran Disaster Response or Lutheran World Relief, still hard at work down in North Carolina and other places impacted by the horrific hurricanes this fall. Commit to helping at the soup kitchen next year. Pray for peace. Pray for someone who's struggling. Invite your lonely neighbor to Christmas dinner. Reach out to someone from whom you've been estranged. Bear good fruit. Share with those in need. Be honest and be honorable, John the Baptist says. That's how to get ready to welcome Jesus. For he is coming. For you and for me. Amen.